To help develop a higher quality of education across the province, the Ministry of Advanced Education has created a first-ever student-led council to provide independent feedback and help design policy from a student's perspective. The Saskatchewan Post-Secondary Student Council was created in 2023 and consists of 21 students from a wide background of post-secondary institutions who serve on the council for one-year terms. As part of their role, these students meet regularly and hold three annual meetings, including two virtual meetings and one held in person. Students are able to bring up any concerns they've encountered during their studies and can also speak for fellow students who they've interacted with throughout the year. On the side of government, the ministry selection team will bring up topics and each meeting will result in both parties forming a clear agenda. The Ministry of Advanced Education is currently exploring areas such as student health and well-being, experiential learning, student financial aid, and discussing numerous strategic priorities. I think, considering the fact there is a diverse perspective to the council, and, since, there are certain things that often get missed out, during educational planning, there is an importance, in, having a student perspective, explained Stephen Catacherel, one of the students chosen to sit on the first iteration of the new council. The council could potentially make the education system far better, Catacherel suggested. This is achieved through learning about new opportunities, and he said a lot can be missed if the student body isn't consulted. To ensure a diverse range of voices, policymakers aim to select students from the EDI, equity, diversity, inclusion, spectrum, and this includes a variety of racial and ethnic backgrounds, sexual orientations, and students living with various mental health challenges. Students are chosen based on a number of qualities that include teamwork skills, the impact they've had on the community, and on their ability to demonstrate leadership skills. After arriving in Canada from India back in 2022, Catacherel is now studying full-time at the Moose Jaw Sask Polytechnic campus and has plans to study either supply chain management, which he is currently enrolled in, or for a possible career in government now that he's gained a few insights from serving on the new council. Catacherel was nominated by instructors at Sask Polytechnic who recognized his suitability for the role, and he is the second Moose Jaw-based student on the council alongside Robin Giroux. I was surprised, and, I was very excited, to be selected, he recalled. I was really looking forward to knowing some of the works the Ministry of Advanced Education is looking forward to, and being an international student, I needed to know both sides of what support services were available to international students. A lot of international students are not aware of the benefits that the government provides to the students, he noted. Catacherel is also looking to address the financial burden experienced by students in a number of areas. One of the challenges we discussed so far was the increased financial burden concerning housing, transportation, and tuition. Especially in Moose Jaw, there have been a lot of concerns with respect to housing, he added. Several students now studying at Sask Polytechnic in Moose Jaw live in Regina and have to commute to class, and the cost burden from this is added to numerous other expenses. This topic is currently one of Catacherel's focal points, and he's interested in exploring new options to develop a meaningful solution for everyone studying in the province. If he does end up choosing a career in government, Catacherel said he will continue to work toward solutions to this issue. In the meantime, Catacherel is looking to be the voice for international students on the newly formed council. I'm really happy that my voice is being heard, he said. He now wants to help portray the international student voice for all students and is appreciative for the opportunity to speak with them and allow their concerns to be heard. To learn more about the Saskatchewan Post-Secondary Student Council, visit saskatchewan.ca and search for Saskatchewan Post-Secondary Student Council.